Senator Lamer.
Madam President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant of Arms be instructed to bring in absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Today's chaplain is Reverend Bonnie Wilcox from Gustavus Adolphus Lutheran Church in St. Paul. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning. Let us pray. To the God whom we address today as our rock and our foundation, we stand on the shoulders of those who have gone before us, as well as those who have called us to be here today. Remember those who work in the elements, for farmers preparing for the spring planting, for those emergency response teams holding back floodwaters, for DOT and city employees who are working to improve streets and roads, for those who work in our building infrastructure, for architects and engineers and construction workers, for those who serve our people as healthcare workers, as teachers, as social workers and counselors, for those who are elected to lead government at all levels of democracy. We rejoice in the gift of this day. We ask for wisdom in decision-making, energy for the tasks ahead, grace for mistakes, hope for the health of our communities, and a reminder that we accomplish nothing without you. Amen.
The Pledge of Allegiance will be led today by Mr. Michael J. Cook from Apple Valley. Mr. Cook has retired from the Army after 20 years of service with the 101st Airborne Air Assault Division. He is the former state commander of AMVETS and the current legislative chair for AMVETS. Mr. Cook, will you please lead the Minnesota Senate in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Jungbauer, Kielosch, Koch, Cruz, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Lori, Magnus, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogemiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Weger, Wolf.
Quorum is present. We'll move to the second order of business, executive and official communications. There are several printed on today's Senate agenda on page 1. They are referred as indicated. Moving to the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted, House file number 569, Albin A. Mathewitz, House of Representatives.
There is no Senate action necessary on that message. Moving to the fourth order of business, the first reading of House bills. They are printed on today's agenda on page 2, first reading of House bills. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committee. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion is adopted. Moving to the sixth order of business, the second reading of Senate bills. There are several printed on page 4 of today's Senate agenda, second reading. The seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. There is one printed on page 4 of today's Senate agenda, second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, the introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There is one change on the Senate today's Senate bill introductions on page 3. Senate file 1151 will be referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. And there is one bill to be read. The Secretary will read.
Introduction and first reading, Senate file number 1166, a bill for an act relating to public safety, introduced by Hall, Limmer, and Nelson.
Senate file 1166 will be referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. First reading. Moving to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. There are six authors' motions printed on page 4 of today's Senate agenda. We will adopt those as one motion. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Continuing under motions and resolutions, Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President. I ask that Senate File 907 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and be re-referred to the Committee on Taxes.
Any explanation on that motion, Senator Nelson?
There are tax provisions in the bill that the Tax Committee needs to see.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Cruz.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 1084 be withdrawn from the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection and re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety.
Any explanation on that motion, Senator Cruz?
Yeah, the provision actually has much more. It actually doesn't have any commerce language in it at all. It has much more to do with judiciary. I've spoken to both of the chairmen on those committees, and they were both in agreement that this is the proper place for this bill.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. Now I would move that Senate Resolution number 65 be taken from the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senate Resolution 65 is before us. Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Madam President. I want to move that Senate Resolution number 65 be now adopted, and I'd like to speak to that motion.
To the resolution, Senator Pappas.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and members. Senate Resolution number 65 is proclaiming the month of April as Genocide Awareness and Prevention Month. During the Second World War, Rachel Lemkin, a Polish lawyer of Jewish descent, coined the term genocide to describe a coordinated plan of action aimed at the destruction of the life of a national group. Following the Holocaust on December 9, 1948, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a United Nations Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. Then in 2008, the Genocide Prevention Task Force, convened by the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum and others, found that in order to prevent future genocides, effective preventive measures must be implemented and that educating the public can help. And members, that's the purpose of this resolution. Many communities in Minnesota have endured acts of genocide or human rights atrocities in their countries of origin. So the state of Minnesota condemns all acts of genocide and all human rights atrocities, and therefore be it resolved by the Senate of the state of Minnesota that it proclaims the month of April as Genocide Awareness and Prevention Month. And I would appreciate your support.
Further discussion on Senate Resolution 65? Seeing none, Senator Pappas renews her motion to adopt Senate Resolution number 65. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The resolution is adopted. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move for a brief recess for the purpose of appointing conference committees.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. We are in recess. Come to order, Senator Koch.
Madam President, is there a report at the desk?
Well, let me check, Senator Koch. Yes, there is, Senator Koch. Secretary will read the report.
Senator Koch from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as a conference committee on Senate File 760-760, Han, Benson, Hoffman, Newman, and Nino. Senate File number 958, Limmer, Hall, Newman, Jungbauer, and Ortman. Senate file number 1047, Perry, Gazelka, Thompson, Daley, and Vandeveer. House file number 42, Ortman, Senjum, Limmer, Chamberlain, and Rosen. House file number 934, Olson, Nelson, Thompson, Wolf, and Cruz. House file number 1010, Ingebretson, Rosen, Peterson, Gerlach, and Dames. House file 1101, Fischbach, Carlson, Brown, Roebling, and Senjum. House file 1140, Gimsey, Howe, DeKreif, Cruz, and Lilly. Senator Koch moves that the foregoing appointments be approved.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to the 12th order of business, general orders. Senator
Madam Pope. President, I move that the Senate do now resolve itself into a committee of the whole for the purpose of taking up the general orders calendar.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
Madam President, it would be my intentions to take up House File 323, number 6 on general orders, Senate Files 548, number 9 on general orders, and Senate File 67, which is number 18 on the general orders.
We will take up House File 323 first, number 6, Senator Gerlach.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that when this committee do arise, House File number 323 be recommended to pass.
On that motion, Senator Gerlach.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Madam Chair, do I need to make the motion about the Rule 45?
Yes, Senator Gerlach.
Thank you, then, Madam Chair. I would move that the amendment to House File 323 by the Committee on Rules Administration in the report adopted April 7, 2011, pursuant to Rule 45, be stricken.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion is adopted. Senator Gerlach.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. This bill, House File 323, is the Broker Price Opinion, or BPO, bill. And if I could just quickly update you on what's before us, and then I'll explain the bill. We adopted the House language, and the reason is if you serve on the Commerce Committee, you'll remember that when we heard this bill, we accommodated about half a dozen different changes with amendments, and we had one sticking point was left, and that was how to accommodate the appraisers in making them feel comfortable and that they could perform broker price opinions as well and not be penalized. And so we had instructed the interested parties to work with the Department of Commerce to come up with something that would work, and they have done so, and that language was incorporated into the other body's bill, and that's why we then have taken up that House language, so we do not have to offer that amendment. It was incorporated into it. And I'll just tell you very simply, for those who are interested, that language is just simply one sentence, and it said, an appraiser preparing a broker price opinion shall disclose that the appraiser is not acting as an appraiser in preparing the broker price opinion, and that the broker price opinion is not an appraisal or appraisal assignment, and therefore is not subject to USPAP. Members, for those of you who are interested, that was the change and the accommodation in our efforts to reach agreement on this. And I believe we have that. So, members, now let me explain to you what is before us. This legislation is brought forward by the Minnesota Association of Realtors. And the bill clarifies a real estate licensee's ability to perform broker price opinions. And what that means is it's more commonly known as a BPO. It's a snapshot estimate of the property of what it would sell for. It's based on data from comparable property sales on the market. It is not an appraisal. An appraisal estimates the value of a property, and it's tied to an assessment of the parcel's worth. Conversely, a BPO is determined by looking at comparable properties to determine a property's likely selling price at the time of the opinion. Now, real estate licensees have routinely done this as a matter of the course of their business for a number of years. And what's been going on is that the demand for these from lenders has increased with the number of foreclosures in their portfolios, and they have relied more and more on realtors to provide these snapshots of what these could sell for. And as such, they have bumped up against folks, the appraisers, who have said, well, wait a minute, that's our domain. And the department, it was not clear for the Department of Commerce, so they worked with the realtors to come up with some language that would clarify it so their enforcement officers would know what to do. And this bill is a product of that. This bill codifies current market practices, and it's needed to clarify that existing language. Members, this is it's a bill that has been worked on the last several months, and I believe that it, while is not, of course, always perfect, it's one of those bills where everybody can live with it, and it seems to add a lot of clarification to the marketplace and is going to help the department in its enforcement of these as well. So with that, members, I would appreciate your support of this legislation.
Further discussion on House File 323. Senator Vanderveer.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, just a note so you realize one thing that is being done here. First of all, I want to thank Senator Gerlach for working on this legislation with us as an appraiser and a broker. It's, you know, I had a little bit different perspective on the impact of this. But one thing you should know is it appears to clearly allow the use of a broker price opinion for refinancing existing mortgages. And even if that were to be increasing the loan. So we are lowering the standard for collateral evaluation for mortgages which would be backed by the good faith and credit of the people of the United States and Minnesota the same. And in lowering those standards, you know, we are becoming part of the race to the bottom, and I'm not quite sure why we would do this when we're having these kinds of problems. So I will be opposed to the bill, but would ask you to consider that when with what we're doing and the timing of when we're doing it.
Further discussion on House File 323. Seeing none, Senator Gerlach renews his motion that when this committee do arise, House File 323 be recommended to pass. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion is adopted. Next bill we have before us today is Senate File 548, number 9 on general orders. Senator Benson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that when this committee do arise, Senate File 548 be recommended to pass.
On that motion, Senator Benson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, very straightforward legislation coming out of the Energy Committee. First part is an emission control expense recovery piece. Those reagents that are required for environmental compliance vary with market rates and should be charged back to the ratepayers only at market rates, not included in a rate case, and that's the first part of the bill. The second is a change that allows the PUC to consider a multi-year rate plan based on evidence brought forth to the stakeholders table by the utility. Utilities make plans over multiple years. This allows for more visibility of the capital investments they're going to be making in the years going forward and allow those to be considered in a rate case. I'm happy to yield for any questions.
Further discussion on Senate File 548. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Madam President. I do rise in support and would encourage everybody to support this bill also. This is a very good common sense bill. It's supported by the industry. And and I want to thank Senator Benson for moving this forward.
Further discussion on Senate File 548. Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also rise in support of this bill. I'll note that it's supported by the Office of Energy Security. I think we just changed their name. I can't remember what they are now. Office of Energy Resources and the PUC as well. It helps mitigate the expense and time that they go to in frequent rate cases, particularly when the utilities are in a a building mode as they are now with a lot of transmission and the like. The one question that does occur, and I think we'll just keep an eye on it, is rolling the cost as a kind of a fuel adjustment cost of the sorbents and the chemicals and the materials that we use for emissions control. That is an expected part of electrical energy generation, so it's an understandable provision, but there is some slight concern about the volatility of those commodities, so we'll just keep an eye on those for years, see if that continues to make sense. But otherwise, it's a great bill, and I encourage members to support it.
Further discussion on Senate File 548. Seeing none, Senator Benson renews her motion that when this committee do arise, Senate File 548 be recommended to pass. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Next bill we are taking up under general orders is Senate File 67, number 18 on general orders. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that when this committee do arise, Senate File number 67 be recommended to pass.
On that motion, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, this bill, Senate File 67, is a bill for an act relating to transportation authorizing annual special permits for transporting waterfront structures on trunk highways, and it amends Minnesota Statutes 2010, Section 169.86. Basically, currently there are no annual permits available for commercial transportation of waterfront structures such as docks and lifts on state roads, and this bill will allow for annual permits. Currently, the commercial transporters can buy individual permits, which in my district, there's a number of the dock and lift dealers, and at this time of the year when they are moving as fast as they are, it's very cumbersome for them to get the individual permits, so they're just looking for an annual permit. This bill passed out of the Transportation Committee unanimously. The MnDOT supports the bill. It actually saves them time and money. The fiscal note shows it saves the state of Minnesota a little bit of money, and it saves a whole lot of time, and it will help all of our dock and lift dealers.
Further discussion on Senate File 67. Seeing none, Senator Hoffman renews her motion that when this committee do arise, Senate File 67 be recommended to pass. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I move that the committee do now arise and report.
All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
And I move that the report of the committee of the whole as kept by the secretary be now adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. I have several excuses. Without objection, Senator Reinert, Tomasoni, Scheid, Metzen, and Senator Latz are excused all day without objection. Further announcements of Senate interest. Senator Bach.
Thank you, Madam President. Just a reminder, members, tomorrow, Tuesday, is the Ranger Party, 6 p.m. at Mancini's on West 7th. No need to be there at 6. You can come a little late. Someone will be there.
Further announcements of Senate interest. Senator Jungbauer.
Thank you, Madam President. I guess it would be more of a point of personal privilege or Senate interest, but once again, I would like to announce my thanks to this body for all your prayers and support. Last week was a pretty tough week. I never knew what it was like to get hit by a car, but being running and members, just so you know, I was wearing blaze orange, and the first words out of the driver's mouth were, "I didn't see you." So we have to be careful, but I don't blame the driver. It could happen to any of us. We get distracted. I am so blessed to be here and be feeling good. I may only do some half days for a while, but it's because of all your prayers and support, and the prayers and support of my wife, who's up in the gallery, and she drove me in today because I'm still feeling a little beat up, but It is so nice to have a body here that it's not about being Republican or Democrat. Everybody here, including staff, is here for you when you and your family need it, and I so appreciate that. Thank you.
Further announcements, Senator Koch.
Madam President, I'd like to move that we adjourn until Wednesday, April 13th at 11 a.m. Are we shuffling? Madam. Madam President, check that. Change the motion. Thursday, the 14th at 11 a.m.
And Senator Koch is pretty sure she moves.
Quite certain, Madam President.
Now she is quite certain she moves that this body do adjourn until Thursday, April 14th at 11 a.m. All in favor, say aye. Those opposed, no. We are adjourned.